By way of announcement, we're going to be holding our new patient seminar one last time in 2005. It's going to be held on September 23rd and 24th in Orlando, Florida. Those of you who have attended these meetings know that they usually sell out early. And as the name implies, it's a seminar about getting new patients through the door. Lots of new patients. The more I work with superstar offices, the harder it is for me to imagine practices that still have holes in the schedule. At the meeting that I'm describing, you're going to see for yourself that literally flooding your practice with high-quality new patients really isn't the mystery it's made out to be. It all comes down to two simple problems. And one of these problems has to do with pi. And I'm not talking about arithmetic pi or the kind that you bake. I'm talking about market pi. In other words, every aspect of the practice combines to determine what percentage of the market pie your office can appeal to. For example, you might have ridiculously high prices, incredibly rude staff, and bad hours. There is a slice of the pie you'll appeal to, but unfortunately, it's a very small slice, as you might imagine. During the summer months, for example, a typical office may have access to only 50% of the potential patients in that community. I think you know what this is like. It seems that no matter what you do, the practice numbers just don't look as good as they would in October, for example. You know, I haven't met a doctor yet that didn't understand this problem, that is the summer slowdown. What they fail to understand, however, is that having the wrong practice configuration on everything from prices to case presentation, it has the same effect as a summer slowdown, only it's permanent. In fact, the way most practices are set up, this is a worse situation than practicing in the summer year-round. See, in the summer, you only lose access to 50% of your community's prospective patients, and it's only that bad for a couple of weeks at most. If your prices, convenience, front desk patient management skills, etc., aren't up to par, you can quickly see your potential market share reduced by 90%. The second problem has to do with barriers that we erect in front of our practice, that is, barriers to new patients. I've often said that professional practice advertising is little more than an expensive effort to launch patients over the barriers we've erected in front of our clinics. While those barriers can range from pricing strategies to poor peak demand availability, in the end, they're usually overcome through a well-crafted offer. Now, I know that sounds a little ominous, but at this September seminar that I'm describing, we're going to show you offers that are currently filling the largest practices in the country. And those offers change from time to time, as you'll see. When we talk about flooding the practice with new patients, we're talking about a four-pronged approach we call full-spectrum marketing. It's a powerful system for harnessing all forms of available and potentially available new patient demand. In 25 years of practice management, I've yet to see a practice that can even begin to process the new patients generated by even three of these four new patient categories. Unless you're exceptional, you're currently only drawing from one or at the most two of these rich new patient resources. And yes, we're going to talk about generating large quantities of high-quality direct referrals. Everyone knows how much more productive and profitable this type of patient can be. But we're not going to stop there. Some of you are attempting to fill associate practices. You know, where the associate of 3 years has yet to inspire a single direct referral? And no, it's not going to be about spending a fortune on paid advertising. We reserve paid advertising for the doctors who find themselves in markets where advertising can predictably generate large quantities of low-cost marketing patients. The rest of us have to make it off the other three sources of new patients. At the seminar, you're likely to see doctors who've already started using this strategy. Many of them will be getting hundreds of new patients each month, and yes, I'm going to call on them to share their stories. For those of you who have attended our other Whitehall meetings, you already know that this can be the most valuable and exciting part of the seminar. Whether you call it hot seats or open mic sharing, it's always interesting to say the least. I'm often asked to make this presentation to private study clubs, but it's hard to explain to them that these groups that we have at the seminars are so much more than the presentation itself, that is, more than my presentation. What a highly successful practice can contribute in these meetings is simply not reproducible by a normal seminar speaker. The doctors who have attended will tell you that it's about more than just the seminar. It's about the whole experience of getting a first-hand look inside of these practices that are currently processing hundreds of new patients monthly. So don't wait around and miss your last chance in 2005 to see and experience this transforming new patient seminar. Now, granted, this seminar isn't for everyone, and it's not cheap. If you're not ready to increase your new patient flow by 20 new patients a month or more, you'd be better off spending your money on an additional treatment area or a new computer system. And I don't have to tell you what 20 additional new patients a month is worth in your practice. This program is normally priced at $2,997. We make it available to our audio listeners, however, for just $2,397. But don't wait to sign up. At our first new patient seminar, we turned away over 20 doctors because we simply did not have the meeting space. If you want to change your monthly new patients, production, and net profit numbers for the better, call Marcia here at Whitehall and reserve a seat for the September new patient seminar. Thanks for listening.